not just trying to show out to you. You get rich and have need of nothing. That's the reason you don't pursue after these things the way you all do. I'm also not trying to put you down without any hope, show you how to play a guitar or do anything else. Whatsoever you do in a word and deed, God expects you to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Give your whole life to it. Doesn't he? Is this the command of the Lord? My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, never makes any what? I'm singing the wrong verse now, but I want you to get it first. Never makes any daughters into father haters. Never teaches them the path to get their own way, but to honor their father, both sons and daughters. I want you to chew on that a little while. God has an order. The Father God, His wife, the Holy Ghost, and the Son, Jesus Christ, and all three one revealed through Jesus. My mother of heaven, keeps all her treasures in my father's heart. She is the keeper of my father's heart. The new Jerusalem, the mother of us all. All apostles speaking, the Jerusalem from above is the mother of us all. We never have a revelation of the Holy Ghost as the mother until we enter the New Jerusalem. We hear the mother of the Holy Ghost called the Spirit of Life. We hear it called the Spirit of Truth. It. Spirit of God and all these things. Want it to soak in good. And then we're going to cut loose. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, keeps all her treasures my father's heart. She is the keeper of my father's heart. The new Jerusalem, the mother of us all. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost. Though she is hidden inside of us all, she works with a purpose to make every son like unto his father, a full-grown son. Thank you. to be looking up this way, sister, and listening. So you got to minister the Holy Ghost. You better be listening real close. That goes for both of you. Y'all get up. Come on up here. Think I'm fixing a crack on you? I'm fixing a crack down real spiritually tough on you. But when I get through with you, woo, you're going to be moving so in the spirit, you're going to really rejoice what I've done for you. Now, if you want to become my enemy, oh, just sit down right there and let her roll. Now, if you want to become my enemy because I told you the truth, go ahead. It's all right. You want to do that? But listen real good. God wants to make fathers and mothers out of husbands and wives. And he wants to do it with spirit and truth. And Paul said, let us fear lest we fail of one promise and come short of the glory of God. Okay? Oh. Listen to this. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost. Never any desire to make sons like her with the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. She molds and makes us in the image of the Son. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, never makes any sons into mama's boys, but she points them all to God their Father. My mother and father, though two are one, mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, form sons and daughters in the image of Christ, and forms her daughters just like her sons, neither male nor female, in Christ they are one. Doctrine was that? In Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female. Say, Brother Pruitt, I don't understand it all. Just accept it by faith. You understand enough to accept, don't you? But it's real plain. If you just consider it. Real plain. The Holy Ghost working in us forms men and women just like Jesus into the image of Jesus Christ and presents them to the Father. You see the pattern all in the Old Testament. They never did try to keep any for themselves. And then after they present them to the Father, then the Father turned around. Absolutely, this is the way it happened. And he gives the Holy Ghost ministry to the women, the mothers. The spirit of life, the spirit of grace, and the spirit of love. told you last night all you knew was a bunch of flesh. Didn't I? You fixing to know something different, though. Listen at it now. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, formed sons and daughters in the image of Christ. Forms her daughter just like her sons. Neither male nor female in Christ, they are one. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, never makes any daughter into father haters, never teaches them to pout, to get their own way, but to honor their father, both sons and daughters. What happened? No, quieting down a little bit. You don't try to need to get above me here. I'll let you minister if you know what this year, the way you want to, but get your guitar down below me. Do you know what happens when a mother begins to teach her daughter to be babyish, pout, to get her way? Of course, the mother does that herself. She weakens that daughter's life and turns her into a powder and a clinger and a deceiver. Oh, yes. When God's purpose is to make a daughter just as strong as a son through Christ. You don't believe that? Sure, in Christ there are neither male nor female. Say, well, the word says you're the weaker of the vessel. That's true. But that's after the flesh. That's not after the spirit. Isn't it? Makes any daughter into father hater. Never teaches them to pine, to get their own way, but to honor their father, both sons and daughters. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, is completely one with my father, God. She lets me feel the words of my father, so that her anointing and his words are one. Ooh. Oh, there's a lot of things you don't know yet, but you figure to know them in a hurry. You either have two one of two things or more working in the religious world by Satan today. You have the women of trying to be the head of the church, or either you have them some second or third class citizen. May I speak in real plain language? You have them either weak James or strong Tom. By the Spirit now, Geneva. Don't go to wrestle. You know better than to wrestle with that. Somebody smite her over there. You know better than to wrestle in your carnal mind with these things. Let the Spirit feed them in there. Ain't that right? If you don't eat by the Spirit, you'll never get these things. The Holy Ghost works in the women to make them mothers, works in the men to make them fathers, working together they both are one. No wrestle with your mind. I say go woo woo in the Spirit. Now I want to speak a sure enough mystery to you. Now listen. And you know it's true just the very moment you hear it. The Old Testament was the age of the Father, wasn't it? The New Testament, up until the last epistles, were the age of the Son. Starting with the book of John, the first epistle of John, the book of Revelation, came the age of the changeover into the family of God. And the new age of grace, the fourth age, is the age of the Holy Ghost. It gathers the family, all three together in one. Heavenly Father, the Creator God, never does anything without my mother. He sent forth His Son, His Word in the flesh, clothed with the Holy Ghost. my heavenly mother. Deceiver Satan, the lying spirit, tries to pretend he's your heavenly mother. He's the father of lies, perverts God's word. He's a lying freak. He doesn't even have a mother. Satan is a lying spirit. Tries to pretend he's your heavenly mother. He's the father of lies and perverts God's words. He's a lying freak. He doesn't even have a mother. Teach you that in theological school, did they, Julie, or did you go? They don't know that, because he's a lying freak as their head. You don't know anything about a mother. He's a creation, angelic creation. A lying freak, isn't he? Try to pretend he's the Holy Ghost. Appeals to all the lust of your flesh. Make you feel good and all that jazz. Well, I'm your mother now. Condemnation and guilt, that I'm the Holy Ghost, trying to tell you his mother, punishing you. Doesn't know anything about love and grace. Lord, he's not a mother. He's a freak. He doesn't even know anything about a mother. turns all the folks that follow him into freaks just like him. Religious freaks. Condemned freaks. But God hath appeared in these last days, working together and through his Son, our Lord Jesus, to lead us to God, to know both Heavenly Father and Mother. God hath appeared in these last days, working together through his begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to lead us to God, to know both Heavenly Mother and Father. Without any further ado, we're just going to do that right now. Whoa. I don't have to go through a great teaching about what's going to happen to you. Whoa. Come on, Kathy. Come on. Whoa. You that are in the spirit, let's get the mothers here first. Someone hold that baby far there. Oh, some of you will get excited. Just grab them. Let's go to delivering daughters into the Father. Oh. Oh. Oh, let that spirit of life move through there. Oh. Need a plan around this thing. Let's get the kingdom on the road. Is there any need of playing around with it? Everybody believe it. Everybody understand it. Let's go with it. Ooh. Ooh. Bring it on, Cheryl. Ooh. Put her right there on my left side. Put her around there on the back. Oh, wait a minute. Let's get you with your husband. You stand over there. Oh, you can get a double blessing, all right? Put a couple of them right around me there, and let's go to it. Oh. Oh. Take the thing there. Let's put it on. Hey, Brother Bush, what are you giving orders for? I just happen to know a little more about doing this thing. Some of the rest of them don't have to tell folks. Should I do it that way or not? Oh. Father, in obedience to you. Oh, we deliver these, your daughters. Oh. Oh, up to you for your approval. Oh, through Jesus Christ. Oh. 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 Tim, oh. Oh, whatever it in you burns out when that fire hits you. Oh. Oh. Oh, get that brother there, Cheryl. Or either one, it doesn't make any difference. Oh. Oh, get him right there, Lee. Oh. Lay that spirit of life on him there. Oh. Oh, let that glory move through him. ever delivered? Didn't we deliver you into the Father? I didn't think so. Come on here. Whoa. Put him on my right side there and let's go to it. Oh, come on, brother. Come right here on my right side. Ooh. Ooh. Reach your arm around there. That's the one, reach it. Get it around your wife, too, to hold her, because she going to go ape. You know how she does. Father, in obedience to you, I deliver this, your son and your daughter. Through Jesus Christ, I deliver them to you for your approval. Your son and your daughter through Jesus Christ right up to you for your approval. Grab him there, Cheryl. You fire. Come on here, fire. Y'all supposed, I just got through ministering about how women's supposed to be as strong as men. Y'all trying to pass out on me. Eat in the spirit, Sister Mixon. Ooh, don't wrestle with your mind. You've done that long enough. Ooh, you too. Ooh. 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 Grab them there. That's the ooh. Ooh, let that spirit alive. Move on. Reggie right on my right side there now. Oh, put him right around there. That's it. obedience to you, I deliver this song of yours out of Christ into you through Jesus Christ for your approval. Whoa, 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 whoa. Two daughters of Zion right on me there. Let's go with them. They got enough going in them. Oh, oh, oh. I've been wanting to deliver this sister here for no telling how long. Sitting up there wanting to move in the Holy Ghost. One time, though, was it? One time. Oh, Bahanda Kaboshara. Oh, Father. Oh, in obedience to you, I deliver these, your daughters, out of Christ into you for your presentation to be led by Jesus Christ, your man. Oh, burn with fire. Oh, whoa. Whoa, let's get it. You know all these things, Brother Pruitt. I testify to you they didn't come of men. Is that good enough for you? Oh, oh, you need to change places with them there, you that have been. Let's get those two right up here. Oh, everybody doing all right? Oh, fire, fire. Oh, oh, good man, Cheryl. Oh, we ain't got room back there. I guess we should shove a couple back there. Oh, sort of move around. Let's get us room there. Oh, well, that's it. Drop those two sons right here on me. Oh. Put them this way. Oh. 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 What's left of it? If you leave anything on them, I'll burn it off of them. You don't believe that. You felt that fire move through, didn't you? Oh, a great fire. Oh, come on. Put my scarf around for me. Y'all not hipping now. You're trying to let Papa do it all. Oh, in obedience to you, Father, I offer these, your sons, up before you through Jesus Christ for your approval. Oh, 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 oh. You last night, Lamar? We got you already? Okay. Oh, see, we missed. Who didn't we get? Huh? Okay. Didn't get you? Did you get baptized today? Good. Oh, you got it also delivered for your time, wasn't it? Oh. Won't you just wait over there? Let's get Pam. Let's get that other sister there behind you. We didn't get her. Oh, what is Bobby? Oh. Oh. Put him on me there, Sheriff. Oh. tell you, I preach about you women being strong folks and get all carried away in the spirit, and I have to do it all. Father, in obedience to you, we deliver this son out of Christ into you to be led by Jesus Christ as one of your sons. Come in there, bring her to rest. I guess you already knew that I slipped by my authority and delivered your husband weeks ago into the Father, didn't you? Did you notice a change in him? Okay, as long as you understand. I have authority to do this, you know. 1,000 or so miles away, if I see they're ready, I can just, by faith, deliver them right into the Father. Now, there they go. Shame again, take place. But I can't deliver them unless they're moving in obedience. When they're struggling and striving, I have to get a hold of them and burn them with that grace fire, messages, words, or whatnot, don't I? You don't believe I have that authority to do that? Oh, yes. By faith, just deliver him and he goes. All right, y'all put them on me there. You're going to have them all going out in the spirit there. Oh, Pam's already out. Oh, put her around there. Oh, get her on that side. That's the way. Oh, wounds. Oh, that's it, Penny. Put her right around there. Eat in the spirit there, Sharon. Now, don't go get wrestling in your mind. You like me, you ain't got nothing up there to wrestle with. You got to depend on anointing to do it. Oh! Father, in obedience to you, I deliver these, your daughters, out of Christ into you, to be led by the Lord Jesus Christ into full sonship and daughtership. Oh, burn them. You wait until we begin to move here, and it's going to be long. We get everyone now? Missed anybody? Not yet. Oh, we got those two. I got a special thing for them. Just let them wait. Oh, y'all sit down now. Let's go over this song now this time and go it straight, all right? Oh. some reason or another, the Lord didn't let me get a hold of you men tonight about your place. The Father never tries to condemn the Holy Ghost into doing anything either. But that's all right. You know why God works with the women first? You want me to tell you why? Do you remember Eve? The woman first sinned and then led the husband astray, didn't he? So God considers it this way, God being just. You the first one led them astray, then I'll make you, let you be the first one to make the step of obedience and righteousness. It's that plain. This is the reason why we see the scriptures. First of all, the command is, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband. And then the command comes second, husband, love your wife. I know society has it all perverted. Just be plain with you. Behind every mean man, there's a mean woman. And behind every mean woman, there's a mean man. But God, by the Holy Ghost now, is setting his people in order where they can move in the spirit. They don't have to be led, controlled by the lust of the flesh. And you haven't got anything happening to you yet. You wait till these hands of fire begin to circumcise you and your body. I want to tell you, you just give it to you before you can run if you want to. Because I'm going to make eunuchs out of every one of you. By the fire of God, I'm going to destroy everything in you, then turn around and by the Spirit of life, put you where you were supposed to be in, to start with. That's the only way you can live in God's new creation. My Mother of Heaven, the Holy Ghost, keeps all her treasures in my Father's heart. She is the keeper of my Father's heart. The New Jerusalem, the mother of us all, my mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost. Though she is hidden inside of us all, she works with a purpose to make every son like unto his father, a full-grown son. I could do that. There's a lot of things you don't know yet, brother. You better get that guitar and get going, though. On those tapes. I'm not talking about now. Get on those tapes. I want you to be able to play and sing every one of them. Get your wife, too. Sit up and let Cuckabird grow up around you and Johnson Grass eat you up alive. Move into this thing. We in the South now, I'm talking like Southern people, you Yankees and all the rest of you, won't understand. I know you won't understand, but you know when you sit down here, you put anything around, rock or anything out there that doesn't move, and Johnson grass and kookaburras will just cover it up. And that's the same way it'll happen to you. Johnson grass and kookaburras are thorns and thistles. We'll get you. Don't sit down and go to seed. Get up and move. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, never makes any sounds into mama's poison, but she points them all to God their Father. My mother and father, though two, they are one. You know what's perverted society in the world? You begin to understand now what perverted it, didn't you? Satan. Lying. You know what made all the mama boys? Wrecks all the marriages? Mama boys, they're not looking for wives, they're looking for mamas. You know who did it? Satan working through the women. Instead of pointing the sons toward the father and being one with the father, she began to make boys like her. Might as well just be plain. You know why all the homosexuality and all that going on today, why it's running rampant? Folks don't understand it. Even the psychiatrists, they don't understand why it's running rampant. Mama's boys. Satan, the lying spirit. Came through religion. Did you know that nearly all the homosexuals are religious folks? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mama's boy. Now, Brother Pruitt, you're not supposed to talk about such a thing, Adam. It's time God's people faced reality. You take a little old baby boy and make him like a mama, you know what happens to him? He tries to live like mama, doesn't he? Is this correct? Listen, God's order is that every hidden thing be brought to light. And he's bringing every hidden thing to light. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost, formed sons and daughters into the image of Christ, forms her daughters just like her sons. Neither male nor female in Christ, they are one. My mother of heaven, the Holy Ghost. Never makes any daughters into father haters. Never teaches them the power to get their own way, but to honor their father, both sons and daughters. You know who teaches daughters to pout and deceive and to get their own way with their father? Who does? Their mothers do, but what spirit does it through them? The lying spirit of Satan. You know what you'll do? A lot of things you'll do to a daughter if you mess them up like that. It'll come out as the most dread social disease and the most wrecker there was, and that's lesbian.